On the line now, I have David Moore from Astronomy Ireland, and David is going to chat to us about what's going on in the skies here in January and a rare event on January 25th. David, as always, you are so welcome to Near FM. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
So, what have we got to look forward to with the skies this January?
Well, last night we were trying to get the whole country to stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning to see Mars almost touching the moon.
Oh my gosh.
And there were clear breaks.
There was, or there wasn't?
Yeah, there was. I saw it.
You did?
I have photographs to prove it.
Oh, wow.
And the thing about Mars passing the moon is normally not very bright, Mars, because it's far away. But it happens to be at its very closest to Earth this week. About 96 million kilometres, which is close in astronomy
close
terms.
Enough, you know, yeah.
And in fact, it won't come this close again until 2031.
Okay.
It'll be fairly close again, to be fair, in two and a bit years, twice. But this one is a bit closer than those, so we have to wait for the third 2 and a bit years' time, as that makes up to the 6 years or so. And we won't. I think it's April the 11th, 2031, is the time Mars will be closer than it is now. So we definitely want everyone out watching it. It's extremely high up as well. And it was near the Wolf Moon.
Yes.
In fact, from the USA, they were all hoping to watch the moon pass in front of Mars. We didn't get that this time. We will on February 9th. So the February 9th event is going to be in our February magazine out in a couple of weeks. And then we, from Ireland, won't see Mars pass behind the moon again till 2039.
Okay.
So close to the moon like this morning, with the best we're going to get for a long time after February. So, you know, you've got to get out and watch these things. You can see most of the naked eye. I thought, because Mars is as bright as the brightest star in the sky, Sirius, that you'd be able to see it right next to the moon. It's about a quarter of a moon diameter above the moon. But I couldn't actually see it with the naked eye. The Wolf Moon was so bright. In fact, it hurt.
Yeah, it was very bright. Okay, so when you say without the naked eye, pair of binoculars?
Yeah, now, when it got extremely close, I was using the binoculars. You get a cheap pair of binoculars, 25 quid, 10 by 50 binoculars these days, and they are 100 times better than your eyes. Definitely the first telescope everybody should get, a binocular telescope. Great for lots of other things. I heard you had the great Nile Hatch on there recently.
Yes.
Sure, he'd agree. A pair of 10 by 50 binoculars. Great for bird watching, great for astronomy, horse racing, going out sailing, looking at the landscape.
So your standard binoculars.
Exactly, the ones you'll pick up in any shop. Some of the department stores sell them these days. Just 10x50 you'll see written on them. The 10x means 10 times.
They magnify 10 times. Okay,
you don't want too high, because then you can't hold them steady. And 50 is how wide the lenses are at the front. That's important for astronomy, because the more light they collect, brighter the image going into your eye. And they make binoculars in huge quantities up to that size. There are bigger binoculars, but they don't make as many. They're heavy, cumbersome, more expensive, so less people buy them. So 10 by 50 is definitely the way to go. The 7 by 50 as well, even as the 8 by 56, anything around the 50 millimeter mark, anything around the 10 times mark, and you've got a great pair of binoculars. So you don't drop them for life.
Brilliant. Okay, well, that leads actually into a question that I was going to ask you. It's from Arthur, who's the producer, Arthur Callan, the producer of this show and actually the presenter of the next show, The Lunchtime with Selene, and he's getting really into this. And he asked, what is the best type of telescope for beginners?
Well, the quick answer is those binoculars.
Okay.
If you want a serious telescope, that's one on a stand. The great thing about putting the telescope on a stand is then you can magnify a little bit more. You don't want to get too obsessed with magnification.
Okay.
If you go extremely high, images become dim, they become a bit low contrast, a bit blurry, and it's very hard to point them because you're seeing such a tiny area of sky.
Of course.
Last night I was using the naked eye to watch the moon next to Mars to begin with, then the 10 by 50 binoculars, and then I had a little 70 millimeter wide telescope, so a bit wider than the binoculars, but it's on a stand.
Okay.
So it could magnify 25 times, and it was rock steady at that, so I could see all the craters on the moon, a little disk of Mars, all easily in the same field of view. Now, we don't expect everybody to do this, but I also had a very big telescope, a giant 11-inch telescope. The 70mm is worth around 100 quid. We won't say how much the 11-inch one is worth. It's in the thousands. You don't need that. but without actually surface markings on Mars. And we're going to set up telescopes like that to show people Mars next week on the 22nd of January, next Wednesday, 7 o'clock, at our headquarters in Dublin. At least everybody in the Leinster area. We're just off the M50, so dead easy to get to. No traffic in Dublin to fight with. And you'll get the best view, as I said, till 2031, because Mars won't be closer to us than, until then.
So that's the 22nd of January. Just remind people where that is.
It's in Astronomy Ireland's headquarters.
Yeah.
So if you go to our website, astronomy.ie, you'll see the Mars Watch. It's also what we call a Christmas telescope workshop. So what happens is, every January, the end of January, we have our beginners, astronomy for beginners, evening classes. Mm-hmm. And exactly 1 week before them, we do a telescope watch for two reasons. One is, anyone who got a telescope for Christmas,
yes,
we can help them assemble it if they couldn't even figure that out. Show them how to use it and give them some tips. Whether it's cloudy or clear. So if you got a telescope for Christmas and you're struggling, come to it just for that reason alone. It's also promoting the fact that 1 week later, a set of beginners astronomy classes. They run at 8 Wednesday nights if you want to do those. Thousands of people have done
they're
that.
They're online as well, happened, aren't they? So they're very accessible.
They're online.
Yeah, great.
Exactly. And this year, of course, we've got Mars this month closest to us for years to come. So we'll have our own telescopes there as well, the big ones, and we'll point those at Mars for you. You don't have to have a telescope to be a member of Astronomy Ireland. We're always looking for beginners who don't even have a pair of binoculars. Last time I did a survey, half the members had a pair of binoculars, and the other half were just using the naked eye of their camera phones.
Well, as we always say, David, when I'm chatting to you, it's just about looking up, isn't it, and seeing what's going on above you. Just a whole other world.
See.
And
this year we got three eclipses coming from Ireland. There's a comet very close to the sun. If you follow us for free on our social media, you'll see every day I post about sunset around 4 to 5 o'clock. You'll see a posting of what's happening in the sky that night. What's the big story? And the last few days, it's been this comet that's swinging around the sun. It is blazing in spacecraft pictures, too close to the sun to see with your eyes. But it's a massive comet. And if you click the link on that social media, you'll be astounded at what you'll see. And they very kindly update these pictures every hour, free. Then we'll watch this comet rounding the sun. It's called G3 Atlas.
Okay. Oh, I think I've heard of that. One more question back to the 22nd. Is that a ticketed event?
Yes, it is, yeah. Okay. We have to...
of course, you have throngs of people, otherwise.
Make sure you have enough telescopes. So go to astronomy.ie, click on the link, read a bit more about it, bring the whole family. You'll have fun looking through the telescopes, even if you bring your own as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have a little talk about Mars and what else is happening during 2025. If you want to do those evening classes, that's on astronomy.ie as well. If you want to join Astronomy Ireland, it averages out about €1 a week, and you'll have a magazine telling you about Mars near the moon last night, telling you about Mars going behind the moon in February. Venus is blazing away. The big event you're introducing at the start is this planet parade that we have at the moment. Not just Mars and the moon up there. Jupiter is up there as well, blazing away. So is Venus till 9 o'clock when it sets. And Saturn is between Venus and Jupiter. They're the two brightest things in the sky. And Venus actually will sneak up to Saturn, and on Saturday it'll be at its very closest. So you'd easily fit Venus and Saturn inside a telescope's field of view, let alone a binocular's field of view, on Saturday, another extremely rare event. And this is all in the magazine every month, aimed at beginners, things you can see with the naked eye, great for families. We just don't want people to miss all this activity going on above their heads, especially from Ireland. We do the calculations for Ireland. So you're just missing so much if you're not getting the magazine every month.
Mm.
And there's a weekly email that goes out to the members as well to remind them and to add in any new things that are discovered between magazines.
Brilliant, brilliant. And come here, so correct me if I'm wrong, or agree if I'm right. On the 25th, have we got a lineup of planets that will be visible to us with the Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn? Are they going?
Yeah, the Americans are going on a lot about this because Mercury is added. So currently we've got, leave out Mercury, we've got Venus moving out from the Sun,
mm-hmm,
Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, and if you've got a telescope, you can see Uranus and Neptune in the evening sky as well.
Wow.
The only planet missing is Mercury. By about the 25th of January, it comes up into the evening sky. Now, it's not as well placed from Ireland, but we will see it. For us, it's a few days later. So the end of January, early February, you might be able to glimpse Mercury, and you'd easily spot the rest of them. If you've got a telescope, you can get Uranus and Neptune as well, and say, in one night, I have seen every planet in the solar system.
Oh, wow. That'll
be
great.
A bit of fun.
Yeah, that will be great. That's brilliant. Okay, David, as always, thank you so much. Always such an interesting chat. So it's it's astronomyireland.ie, isn't it?
No, it's just astronomy.ie.
Astronomy.ie.
At least sign up for the free social media.
Yes.
We can warn you about events coming up all the time. The aurora is predicted every single day, all year round, including Christmas Day, New Year's Day. We don't take any time off. And that's the biggest aurora alert service running in Ireland for decades. There's no aurora due at the moment, unfortunately, but they can come up on us with just a day's notice. And also the International Space Station's flying over, free predictions for that, a reminder of Mars near the Moon and all the other things every day. So at least follow Astronomy Ireland on social media. And then, like I say, if you can afford €1 a week, then get the magazine as well. The pictures in it and all the predictions are incredible.
Yeah, great. Well, look, as you said, I had Niall Hatch on just before you, and that's another little pastime that's completely free and completely available to everybody. And then all you have to do is sign up to these institutions that have all the information about it. And there you have a new little hobby for 2025.
Absolutely. The best hobby in the universe. Astronomy Ireland is the world's most popular astronomy society. So we like to think we're doing something right in terms of getting the general public out to watch the night sky.
That's brilliant, David. As always, thank you so much. And we'll keep an eye on that. Thanks, Emil. We'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.